Shalom. This pasuk is talking about when Hashem created the world. It's not talking about really the water coming down right now. Rashi says, "Rabbi Yossi Shalom Tziv Shekol Olam Kol Olam Shot of Mayim." At the beginning, the whole world was full of water. Va'kodesh Baruch Hu Koytzim B'Mokim Echad. Hashem gathered the water together in one place. Kemach Nismayim B'Nedel. He gathered the water together, and that's how he made the dry land. So that's what the pasuk is talking about. That Hashem separated all the water on the earth to make the dry land. But afterwards, Enechnami, the water comes down from Shemayim. Rainwater comes down from Shemayim, not from the time. Maratona Rabbon, Eretz Yisrael Nivra Tchila. Eretz Yisrael was created first. L'chol Olam Kula Nivra L'Psayf. And the rest of the world was created after Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar Apostik says, Ad La'yos Eretz V'chutzais. Like first Hashem made Oretz, Eretz Yisrael, and then he made V'chutzais outside. Eretz Yisrael, Mashka Oisa Kodesh Baruch Hu Biatzmai. Eretz Yisrael gets us rainwater like from a Kodesh Baruch Hu directly. V'chol Olam Kula Yadei Shliach. The rest of the world gets its water Yadei Shliach through a messenger, like through Malachim, not through Hashem directly. Shenema the pasuk says, Ha'Noisein Motu Al Pnei Eretz. Hashem Himself like gives the water to Eretz Yisrael. V'Shleach Mayim Al Pnei Chutzis. And he sends shliach with the messenger, with malachim, he sends out the water, chutzlis, to outside Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael shoyse megeshomim. Eretz Yisrael drinks like the megeshomim, the rainwater. And as the rainwater comes down first on Eretz Yisrael. V'chol olam kuloi mitamsis. And the rest of the world only drinks from the leftover water that's in the clouds. Tamsis means like the leftover, like Rashi says. Mashin nishor biyovim. The water that's left over in the clouds, achashtias. After it drops out the main part of its water. Shenema the pasuk says, "Ha'noisein motor al pnei yoretz." That Hashem gives the motor of pnei yoretz on Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael shoyse tchila. Eretz Yisrael drinks the water first. Rashi means shom yordim hagashom tchila. Kach shemati means the rainwater comes down first on Eretz Yisrael. V'chol olam l'psayf, and the rest of the world gets its rainwater afterwards. Shenem the pasuk says, "Ha'noisein motor al pnei yoretz." That Hashem gives the rainwater first to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe, what's the example here? Le'yodom shemagvul esegvina, to somebody that's making cheese. He's mixing up like the milk to make cheese. Is noitel esaychli. After he makes the cheese, he takes away the good, the food. Or maniach es apsolos. He leaves over the psolos, the bad, for last. So here also, first Hashem takes care of Eretz Yisrael, and then he takes care of the rest of the world. Omamar. Now we learned before, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the water originates from the ocean, and it goes into the clouds, and the clouds go up and bring it down again. So the question was, the ocean water is salty, how come the rainwater is not? The terrace was, the clouds sweeten it out. So Omamar, we learned before, Memamkin, Hein Vioven. The ocean water becomes sweet through the clouds. Minole, how does Rabbi Eliezer know this? Tiyom Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Om Rabbi Yochanan, the pasuk says, Choshchas Mayim Ovishchokim. Like water is going to come down from the thick clouds. So Chsiv, another pasuk says, in Chashras Mayim Ovishchokim. Not Choshchas with a Chof, but Choshras with a Resh. That says a Chof and a Resh. The water comes down through the thick clouds. Ishoko Chof, take the Chof, the Shadia Resh, and put it next to the Resh. As if to say, the Kori Bei Hechshartam. As if to say, that Hechshartam Mayim Ovishchokim. That the thick clouds, they hechsher, they make the water edible, drinkable, they make it sweet. For the more of Yeshua, Bahani Kroy, my Darshi, Behu, what does Yeshua do with these psukim? He doesn't learn the water originates from the ocean. He don't need the clouds to sweeten the water. The water originates from Shemayim, it's good water already. So what do we have from Choshchas and Choshras? So Mar says, Sovolok, he heard the Chiyosi Ravdimi. He holds like when Ravdimi came. Omri said like this, Amri Marov, they say open Eretz Yisrael. The simon is like this. If the clouds are light or very bright, sihirin mohi. There's going to have a little water will be in the clouds. Choshech anoni, but if the clouds are very thick, is sagiin mohi. Then there's going to be a lot of water. Then there's going to be a lot of water in the clouds. That's not the supposed to choshchas mayim avishchokin. Like if the clouds are dark, choshech, then it has a lot of water. Rashi says, in the clouds there, we understand that when the clouds are light and bright, then there won't be a lot of water. Gemara says, Keman Nazlehu Zagolai, called the Tanya that we learned. Mayim Hel Yoinim B'mayim Arein Tluyin. that the waters above are standing because of the Maimir of Hashem. Hashem said, like Huomar Vayehi, Hashem said, Vayemir Hashem, that's the way it was. Now, we'll Purisayim Negishamim. Here at Smashim Kula, the Peris, the fruits of the waters above, is the rainwater. Shinem, the Pasuk says, Mepri Ma'asecha Tishbaretz, from the fruits of your work, will the earth get its nourishment. There's a Chura Kaman Kev Yeshua. This is a Raya like Kev Yeshua, that the rainwater comes down, originates from the Shemayim, from the water above. Rebbe Eliezer, what does Rebbe Eliezer do with these Tzukim? Who be Ma'isa Yod Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu with this did? These Tzukim are talking about the Ma'isa Yod of the works of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. It's like, but Hashem, the pre-masech, or teshbos, means the works of Hashem. It's not going so much on the rainwater, it's going on the Ma'isa Yod of the things that Hashem made. Now, Omer Elishur Ben Levi, Kol Olam Kulay, the whole world, Mitamsas Gan Eden. The whole world gets its rainwater from the Tamsas left over from Gan Eden. Who shoyse? From the water that comes down the Gan Eden, left over of it goes to this world. Shneimer the Pasuk says, on the Hor Yaitzim Yedin, that the ocean comes out, the river comes out from Eden, and from there it gives nourishment to the rest of the world. So Tony, we learned like this. Mitamsas Beis Kur, the leftover water you use for Beis Kur, is shoyse takuv, will be enough water to irrigate a land of karka the size of a takuv. Now a takuv is 1/60th of a Beis Kur. And that's the lima here, that this world is 1/60th of Gan Eden. So if we say the leftover water from Gan Eden is enough to nourish this world, we say leftover water is enough of 1/60th of what it was originally used for. So if you have a water for a Beis Kur, 1/60th of a Beis Kur is a takuv, that's what the water could be, the leftover water could be used for. And like Vaitan, Mark explains, Tana Rabban, we learned in a price like this, Eretz Mitzrayim have a Dalet Meyos Parsa, al Dalet Meyos Parsa. That's how big Eretz Mitzrayim is. It's 400 parsas by 400 parsas. V'u'echod mishishim akush. That's 1/60th of kush. Ba'ite v'kush echod mishishim v'olam. Kush is 1/60th the size of the whole world. V'yolam, this whole world, echod mishishim began. It's 1/60th of gan. V'gan echod mishishim leiden. And gan is only 1/60th to the size of Eden. In other words, gan is only like a smaller than Eden. Now, the Eden is echod misamach legehenim. Eden is only 1/60th of the size of Gehenim. Nimtza comes out from this cheshbin that kol olam kulu, this whole world, is kekisu keder legehenim. It's like a cover pot to Gehenim. That's how big and great Gehenim is. Because Gehenim is used so much that it's so big, it's bigger, mama 60 times as Gan, which is a 60th of Gan of Eden to this world. So this whole world is only like the covering pot, a cover to a pot. V'yeshem, some say, Gehenim ain't l'shir. No, Gehenim is even bigger than that. There's no limit to how big Gehenim is. V'yeshem, some say, Eden ain't l'shir. No, Eden has no shir. Eden is so great. Omer Rabbi Yishev, Yishev says like this, my desiv, what does the Pasuk say? Sheichen es ha-mayim rabim, rabbis oitzrois. There is a land that Sheichen es ha-mayim, that has a lot of water to it, we'll have a lot of oitzras, we'll have a lot of tfu, a lot of warehouses full of fruits. Mi gorm la bubble, shi oitzras, say malayos bar. Who caused, how come bubble has all its oitzras, all its warehouses, full of bar, of corn, of a substance, of food? Have a yoyma, I'll tell you, mafnei shechena sa'ar mayim rabin. Because then it's in a place that has a lot of water. And there's bubble, since it's an omuk, it's like a valley, it's lower down than Eretz Yisrael, so all the water that comes in the higher places goes down to bubble. So bubble is very good irrigation, a lot of water there, that's why the produce grows so well there. And Amar Rav, Rav says, Asira bubble, you know why bubble is so rich? They have so much produce there, they chatzta b'loi mitra. Because they cut down their tfuah, they don't need enough rain, they don't need rainwater. In other words, the water is so wet already from all the water coming down above, that they don't need rain. And Amar Abaye says, Naktinan, we hold that Tuvoina v'lo yuvashni. It's better to have a field with a lot of water, even though it's too much wet, than rather a field that's too dry. The more water you have, it's better off than having a dried out land. In other words, here above all, the reason why it's produce, it grows so well there, and it's so rich there, is because the land is so irrigated, the water system is so good there, therefore things grow so well. So the Mishnah. in Eretz Yisrael on the third day of Macheshvan after Sukkot, that's when they start asking in the bracha Baruch Aleinu. We start saying the Shemoneh Esrei the same Talamot LaBracha. Rabbi Gamliel says B'Shiva Boy. No, you wait till the seventh day of Macheshvan. Why? Tesvav Yoyim Achrachag. You have to wait 15 days after Sukkot. Kadei Shigia Achron Shebi Yisrael on Hafras. That the last person, in other words, the Jews have to, the Yidden have to go up Pele Regal on Sukkot. So therefore, from all Eretz Yisrael, they would go up to spend Sukkot in Yerushalayim, and after Sukkot, they would have to travel home. So we don't want it to start raining while the people are still traveling home. So it takes 15 days for the people to travel to the furthest place where they came from to be Pele Regal. That's near Nahapras. So we want them to reach home before it starts to rain. Therefore, we wait 15 days, and then we first start asking for Geshem, for rain. And Amar Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel, with the Akapasin like Rabbi Gamliel, that in Eretz Yisrael, that's the way it is, we first start saying the same Talamot LaBrocha on Zayin Mar Cheshvan. Tanya would learn like this, Chananya Oimer Uvegoyla, that means outside Eretz Yisrael, like we do now here in America, Achishim B'Tkufa. We have to wait 60 days after the Tkufa of Tishrei, which usually comes out according to the sun, which comes out either 4th or 5th of December. Now, Omar Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Omar Shmuel Alocha Ki Chananya, we take a pasuk Alocha like Chananya. But the more Eini, it's not like that. For a boy, my name is Shmuel. They asked a question from Shmuel, May Amos Mat Kirino and Visein Talamota. When do we start mentioning, like in the Bracha, Baruch Aleinu, when do we start being sure for rain, when do we start saying the same Talamot LaBracha? Omalus, and he answered back to Shmuel, Mechimayel Tzivi Levei Tovas Rishpa. When they bring in the wood that they want to store for the winter months, when they start bringing it into Tovas Rishpa, there's a big person that they collected the wood, when you bring it into the Oitzra, the special warehouses for the wood, that's the time you start saying the same Talamot LaBracha. In other words, people know to bring in the wood before it starts raining. Because when it's raining already, it's hard to cut down the wood to get the wood. So they take care of the wood before it starts to rain. So when they bring the wood into the warehouse, that's the time to start saying the same Talamotor. So Maria, so what's the big question? Dilma Idividi Chachiruhu. Maybe they both send the exact same shear. Maybe Zion. Maybe 60 days after Tkufay's Tishrei is the same time when people bring in the wood into the warehouses. Iboilu. So good. So I have a new question. A question like this. Yom Shishim, the 60th day after the Tkufas Tishrei, Kalafnei Shishim, is like the day before Shishim that you don't mention it yet, Oikalacha Shishim. Whereas on the 60th day itself is considered like after 60 days that you already have to start mentioning on the Marav of the 60th day the same Talamot LeBrocha. Toshima, come now, bring your proof. That Toshima, that Rav Amarav says Yom Shishim, Kalacha Shishim. Yes. The 60th day already, you have to start saying the same Talamot LeBrochom. That's considered like after Shishim. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, Yom Shishim Kalafnei Shishim. No, the 60th day, you still do not say yet the same Talamot LeBrochom. That's considered like the days before. You have to wait till the 61st day, that's when you start saying it. In Omar of Nachman, Reb Yitzchok, the Simnecha, what's the Simon to know what Rav and what Shmuel holds is like this. Eloi Boyimayim. The one Rav comes from Eretz Yisrael, which is above a higher ground, a higher level, always needs more rain. Because the rain doesn't penetrate there, it just flows right down to the valley. So if a Rav that comes from Eretz Yisrael, he says a Lashon like earlier, you have to start asking for Geshem. Tisoi, Shmuel, that lives in Bubble from down, is like Boyimai, he said the 60th day, you still do not have to ask for rain yet. But Amar Rapapa said, Hilchasa, what's the Lachon? Yom Shishim, Kalacha Shishim. The 60th day is considered like after already the time that you have to already start saying the same Talamot LeBracha on the 60th day after Tkufas Teves. In other words, Maariv, when you start davening Maariv, the day of the 60th day after Tkufas Teves, which we said is either the 4th or 5th day of December, that's when you start saying the same Talamot LeBracha. So the Mishnah. Hegiyo Yud Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan. If it came already the 17th day of Mar Cheshvan, for Lo Yorodu Geshomin, and the rain did not start to come down yet. This is talking about in Eretz Yisrael itself. Then in Eretz Yisrael, they started to ask for the rain on the seventh day of Macheshvan. They waited 10 days, and it did not come down yet. It says, Chilu HaYechidim Esanim. The Yechidim, special people, will see in the Gemara, Tamid Chomin, or Tamidim, people that learn Torah, that know at least one Masechta, they start fasting now. And they fast Gimel Tainis, three Tainises. Oichlin v'shoysim v'shachashecha. They're allowed to eat even at night time. In other words, their tainus first starts by day. U'mutorim v'melocha, they're allowed to do melocha. They could do work during these three fast days. U'v'rechitza, they could wash themselves. U'v'sicha, they could rub themselves. U'v'nilas ha'sandal, they're allowed to wear shoes. U'v'tashma shamita, they're allowed to be with their wife. Hegiya Rosh Chodesh Kislev. But when it became Rosh Chodesh Kislev, for lo yardu geshomim, and no rain came down yet in Eretz Yisrael, then Bezdin goizrim sholosh tainis al tzibur. Sholosh tainis al tzibur. Bezdin makes them fast now three fast days. And these three fast days again is oichlem v'shoysim v'shachshecha. They're also allowed to start eating still at night time. Now they only have to fast by day. Umutarim, they're also mutar b'mlocha to do work, over a chitza, to wash themselves, over a sicha, to rub themselves, with a sandal, put on shoes, for the tashma shamita. Even on the next three fast days, still it's mutter for them to be with their wives. Now these three fast days, the Gemara will explain, it goes on a Monday, Thursday, then again a Monday. Gemara explains now, man yechidim, who is called these yechidim? That have to start fasting when it comes Yud Zayin Yom HaCheshvan. His Omer Rafuna says it means the Rabbonim. Rabbanim in the Talmud Chacham, he has to start fasting on Yud Zayin B'mar Cheshvan. The Yom Rav Huna Fuzna said, Rabbanim Rav Huna, Yechidim Misanin Shlesha Tanyas, they have to have these three fast days, Sheini V'chamisha V'sheini. It's a Monday, then a Thursday, then a Monday again. My Kamashman, what do we hear from this? Tanina, we learned already one time, Fretzi Gemara. We learned the Mishnah says later, in Goyim Tzvun Tanyas Al Tzibur, we don't make the Tzibur start to fast, a set of fast days, but Tchil at the beginning, V'chamishi, on Thursday. You don't make them start fasting on Thursday. Why? Shlel hafkiyas hasharim. Not to make the prices boom, the prices should be jacked up. In other words, like Rashi explains, if you have a fast day on Thursday, you start fasting first on Thursday, so Thursday night, everybody's going to go to the store to buy food for the Moitsoi Tainis, and you're also already going to buy food for Shabbos already. So the storekeeper is going to see you buying so much food at one time, he's going to think, listen, there must be a famine going on, and maybe people are going to come buy all my food out, so I might as well raise the prices. So we'll start to raise the price. Therefore, we don't want you to have to buy so much food at one time, so you don't start fasting on Monday, but rather first start on a Monday. So on Monday night, you only buy food for one night, it's not so bad. El explains, El Sholosh Tainis, these three fast days, Harishain is the first one, Hashain, he starts on a Monday, V'chamishi then a Thursday, V'shain then a Monday again. So, what's the funis chiddush here? We learned it already. So, Gemara says, yes, still there's a chiddush. Ma'ad the Tamai would have thought, Hani mili tzibur. This is only when you have a tiny tzibur, when everybody has to fast. Then, if you start fasting on Thursday, if everybody's going to go to the store Thursday night to buy a lot of food for Thursday night, then for Friday, for Shabbos, then the storekeepers will raise the prices. Avul yachid loy. But if only a few people, a few Tamil Chachamim, have to fast, maybe it's not so bad. Kamash Malan, yes, it's still bad, and still you have to first start to fast on a Monday, not on a Thursday. Versus Tanya Nam Yachud, learn about this also. Kishchilu HaYechidim L'Sanis. When the Yechidim, the Tamil Chachamim, starts fasting on Yud Zayin B'mar Cheshvan, the rain did not come down yet, is Nisana, they start fasting on a Sheni B'chamishi B'sheni, on a Monday, Thursday, and a Monday. U'mafsikin, and they stop, Rosh Chodeshim, if a Rosh Chodesh in between comes out on a Monday and a Thursday, they don't fast on that Rosh Chodesh. Over Yom Tovim, Haksuvim, and Megillas Tainis. Any one of the Yom Tovim that it says in Megillas